Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge. This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Dykstra Home Services, Kari Kohler from the Kohler Group, and Miracle Method. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/homesweethomechicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, everybody. This is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago. We got a packed show. U.S. is down 2-0 in something that they call soccer. I don't understand the sport. Don't understand why it's such a big net. They don't score more points, but whatever. But we start every show with Elwood, buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. That's MegaPros call, text, and photo line. I'm David Hochberg, your host. We got a packed show. I want to welcome the Hogels back into the studio here. What's up, Jeremy?
Good morning.
It's good to have a representative of MegaPros back.
Right? Got to keep it real.
You got to keep it real. You got big shoes to fill there, buddy. So
same size feet.
Same size feet.
No problem.
Just a little older and a little worn in. A little more weathered.
Yeah.
You understand that, Dykstra, right?
Yes, I do.
As the
matter of fact.
Weathered. Nice.
Yes.
Fun.
Yes.
Nice.
As the, you like that?
Weather, yeah, I did. Yeah.
Slid right in.
There. Yeah. Weathermaker, yeah, okay.
10:13, and I'm off to the races here. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Light them up. We got a packed show here. Dykstra, you came down with COVID last week.
Yes, I did.
After hosting 50 people at your house for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Way to get it out of the way.
Or just take gotten it a week before.
Yeah, or just take out the entire family. Nice job.
It's the second time I've had it.
Yeah. Okay. So
you look great.
Hey, thanks. Yeah. I always look good.
Yeah.
So as you were cutting the turkey and polluting everybody, did you have the PRC test there to swab everybody before they left your house?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
After the pecan pie and
What's this? Well, yeah. You'll see later.
Just stick it in there. Thanks for coming.
Yeah. I wrapped them, though.
I'm nice. Sure Christmas your leftovers?
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. As you're coughing all over the food. What's that? I'm good. I'm fine. Nothing. Sniffles. Don't worry about it.
It's a sneeze that didn't go well.
Yeah, that's fine. You're good now?
I'm good.
You look good. You look good.
Thank you.
That's good. Well, I'm glad you're here. You couldn't make it last week.
No.
We had you call in, but you were falling asleep on the phone, so I just wanted to because the show is just so exciting. I just wanted you to have a full show. So
yeah, thank you.
And you'll be proud of me.
Why is that?
Because I turned on my second humidifier.
Oh, so early.
Because last year, I took the phone down to the basement, and I'm like, what do I do, right? And he's like, just take your phone to the basement and FaceTime me. So I FaceTimed. So I turned it on. I maxed it out. I didn't know I had two humidifiers in my house, Jeremy. I couldn't understand why my...
Did you know you had one?
I knew I had one,
good. Good. All right. I just wanted to make sure.
Do you know what a humidifier is? Don't be... nice. I'm not that pathetic. Got and it. I followed your father's instructions.
Wonderful.
A month ago and unscrewed all of my hoses.
Wonderful. That's a cool tip.
I did that. After the show that your dad said, don't forget to do this, I went right home and did it. Good. So thank you for that tip. And that we need to talk about that. I know we talked about it last week, but there is a healthy humidity level.
Yes, there is.
And there can be an unhealthy, if you go a little crazy, that we need to talk about.
Okay. Yep. You bet. We'll talk about it.
All right. And if our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best number?
1-800-421-3220 or WGNHeatingGuide.com.
David Haas, Miracle Method.
Good morning.
You sent out a photo, an online picture, which I thought was fantastic, before and after, which blew me away because the cost differential of before, replacement, and then before and after is probably like $15,000 to $20,000.
Yeah.
Where your guy, you know that,
yeah,
and that's what you guys do. Instead of you guys coming in and your team coming in, put a resurfacing on it, recoat it, right? You coat it with some type of product, which you'll talk about, and you completely revolutionized the bathroom. You caused Jeremy's kids can't get, you know, braces because of it, but that's a whole nother story. But this is a great opportunity, option, especially for Kari Kohler's clients. If they want to put a little perfume on the pig to sell the home instead of tearing the whole damn bathroom or sink out.
Yeah, I thought it'd be a fun thing to talk about today, and that is that when we take those jetted tubs and convert them into a normal soaker tub. And I know it's sort of hard to picture, so I wanted to send the pictures. We can post them or we can share on Facebook Live. The whole thing is making it affordable enough that we raise awareness and just educate people. They don't have to replace everything. We can do a couple things here to get it back online.
All right, and if our listeners want to reach out more, can you get Julian the picture so he could post it online?
I sure can. Okay. Yeah, we'll get that going. And we're at 630-832-2250 in the office. Open today. Annalise is waiting for the calls.
Okay. Miracle Method out in Addison?
And it's in Villa Park on Addison.
On Addison.
Yeah, it's a little... They're neighbors.
Right? I was close.
It's okay. You can't mess it up.
I got his name right.
There you go.
And he showed up on time.
And he did.
Yeah,
so we're
early.
We're thanks, three for four.
Yeah.
Work on that. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Kari Kohler got two referrals from our show listeners. One was a widow, 77-year-old, living in a single-family house. Husband passed away a couple years ago in McHenry by the water, $155,000 ranch house. She wants to get out. And then a two-unit in the city, another show listener wanted to move on and get out and cash out. So there you go. One was like $150,000. The other one was close to $450,000. So we're keeping you busy here. Our show listeners are rocking and rolling here.
I sure love it too, David. Thank you so much. We're so excited to help those people.
And let's talk real quick about the Lazarus house. You guys, I plugged it Friday when I filled in for Bob on Black Friday. Over 90 people showed up and got free pies and gave donations, and not only monetary donations, they dropped off toys and gloves and hats and mittens and coats and all that, scarves. What is the Lazarus house? What do they do?
They take care of the homeless people in our area. And the people of St. Charles were so incredibly generous yesterday. I think we're going to be close to $1,000 in being able to give that to them, as well as a bunch of clothes and food and supplies. So it was really exciting. And it's so close to home. It's right in downtown St. Charles. So we were really proud that we were able to partner with Homeside and do that yesterday.
Yes, Steve was out there with your son.
Yes.
Giving out pies. And I'm sure they're still taking donations. If our listeners want to stop off at the Lazarus House, which is where 14th and something.
Yes, and Main Street in St. Charles.
Or they could stop by your office and drop a donation off with coats or money, whatever they want, before the end of the year.
Whatever they want. They can just get in touch with me. We will come and pick it up from them to make it super easy for them and donate it for them to the Lazarus home.
What are you talking about?
I am talking about real estate trends. There are still some amazing opportunities in the marketplace for our clients.
Phone number for our listeners to reach out to you.
630-587-4700.
MegaPros Jeremy and MegaPros Judy, what do you guys cover? Well, we're doing a little tribute. This is your first time back in the studio since the unfortunate passing of your father and husband and my personal, very close best friend. And we're going to do a little tribute. I know we did a tribute, but with you guys here, the last 30 minutes of the show, have you speak about how thankful you are and what this radio show brought to joy to your husband, and a couple of stories that I forgot, but now that you're here, would be even more appropriate, because it's inappropriate, but it'd be great, and Joe would love that. What are you covering today, Jer?
I'm just here for you, Dave, and for the listeners.
Okay.
Yeah, anything you guys want. Anything home-related, life-related, or anything in between.
All right, phone number is the same number as the text, and the photo line is 312-981-7200. We're going to hit a break here. Come back with Rich Dykstra, COVID survivor. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. And this is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Dykstra had a moment in my basement.
Oh, I did.
He's like, I really want to see your system.
And I'm like, all right, 20 minutes later, really want to see your system. So like after the eighth time, I'm like, for love of God. So I took him in my basement. He was just having this personal event. I mean, I've never seen a guy so excited.
It doesn't take that much.
It doesn't, obviously not. You
know, to get older, it takes less time.
Yeah.
And then a cigarette and a back rub and you're all good.
Yeah, I've never seen a guy that excited about a heating and air conditioning system, but wow.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. We were talking about the party we had at my house this summer, and we're dying to see the geothermal system.
I wanted to see it.
And there was a sexual experience down there inside both, not one, but both. I've never seen a 60-plus-year-old man enjoy himself so much fully clothed with his wife next to him and me next to his wife, which could be, you know, whatever.
And you were clothed, too.
I was fully clothed.
Right, just wanted to make sure.
10 feet away. I mean, all I kept hearing was, wow, this is cool. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. No way. Unbelievable. Wow. Yeah. So then I kind of backed out of the room and let him have that moment to himself.
I showed him where his other humidifier was.
Yeah, yeah, nice. I was clearing the way to the, I'm like, hey, Rich, I'm over here on the other side of the basement. But let's talk about the humidity first, because we're getting into that season. Hardwood floors are starting to have gaps, right? Well, because of it, the heater's on and it's taking the moisture out of the air. That's your area of expertise. Right. Go on.
You want a minimum of 30. You should keep it right between 35 and 40%. You get over 40, you're going to start seeing mold. You're going to start seeing condensation dripping down your windows. Some people think, well, I have to have water in my windows. They have enough humidity. No.
Is that what people think?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't have any water in my windows. Good.
Yeah.
You don't want it on your windows.
Nope.
You want it in the air.
So if the windows are sweating, you've got
turn
too
it way
much.
Down. You got to turn it down.
Because then you'll start getting ice condensation on the inside of your house.
And mold.
Exactly.
And mold.
And mold.
And mold, yeah. So you don't want to, don't go crazy with it. 35% is perfect.
Because one of our listeners that we're doing a loan for is also in your industry. And somebody made the comment during the show, I don't know what we were talking about, but he's like, too much humidity is bad for somebody's health.
Yep.
And over 40, exactly what you said, over 40%. And then some of our listeners have 50%. It could lead to health challenges as well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And mold. And mold.
Yep. Okay, there you go. 312-981-7200. Your daughter, is she listening, Jen?
I'm sure she is.
Have we ever got her in the show?
Yeah, we got her in.
Oh, one time?
Joe insulted her.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Joe said something extremely inappropriate.
Sorry, Jen.
Extremely inappropriate.
Okay. Joe?
That's
no.
So weird.
Tell me no.
He made some, and it was one of those cringeworthy comments,
sure.
Where
you're gonna get a call later after the show.
It's not even that, like Dean Richards walks in from the nice. Green room moment, nice. Type deal, and I'm just like, oh, please.
cut him off now.
I'm like waiting for Mary to call me. I'm like, brace for impact. And we were at a Hawks game, and she brought she's friends with Lance Briggs, and she introduced me to Lance Briggs. He's a Bears player. He used to play for the Bears.
What's the Bears?
Chicago Bears, professional football team.
I know. Make sure.
The Hogles are like, don't invite them.
Sports.
No idea. Yeah. So she introduced me to Lance Briggs and said, hi, this is Otis, as if I don't know the difference between Otis Wilson and Lance Briggs. They're both ginormous men, and they both wore number 55 for the Chicago Bears. But give me a break, Jim. Yeah. You thought you got me, you didn't, but all right. I don't want to,
You're a classy guy.
I didn't want to embarrass everybody saying, you know, maybe he forgot he was Lance Briggs, right? He introduced
himself.
He introduced himself as Otis, right? Football, maybe a couple of concussions, maybe he forgot. I'm like, okay, whatever. He had that situation with the car and the Edens at one time. I didn't want to bring it up, but it is what it is. 312-981-7200. You guys are part of a toy drive on the South Side. Is it today?
It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
right. At the it's the American Renegades. It's a law enforcement motorcycle club.
Nice.
It started with James Wentley, is the guy that got it going 8 years ago.
Okay.
Last year they collected a 3-car garage.
Wow.
Front to back, top to bottom.
Toys.
Packed with toys.
That's amazing.
It's not connected to Toys for Tots at all.
This is just a police organizations get together,
right.
Have a motorcycle rally.
South Side, they collect the toys, you know, for the kids. They'll deliver them to their house. They deliver them on Christmas Eve.
Where's the drop-off point?
It's at the Elks Lodge in Crestwood at 4428 West Midlothian Turnpike.
Just any type of gift, or are we going for certain ages?
Any type of unwrapped gift. There I go with David.
It's not easy, is it?
It's rubbing off, yeah.
Uh-huh. Unwrapped gift.
I make it look easy,
from
Rich.
From a little kid up to 16.
Up to 16.
Right. Unwrapped, Just drop it off. We'll have food there, too. If you want to grab a snack, it's on us.
From when to when?
From 6 o'clock, or from 8 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night.
Wow.
Wow.
That's awesome.
All day.
All day.
Heck yeah.
Okay. And will there be motorcycles out there if kids wants to, if youngins want to come to check out the motorcycles?
Oh, absolutely. They're all coming in on their motorcycles. It's supposed to be sunny, 46 tomorrow, so...
I see Rich in those red polyester coach pants with the white tube socks.
Are they chaps?
Chaps.
They're chaps. Okay. They're chaps.
Probably.
Of course.
I bet they are.
And they're red. Grilling, because he's a griller.
Okay.
312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to come back with David Haas talking about resurfacing instead of replacing. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to throw it over to the boys and girls in the newsroom, and we'll be back after they get done.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Hey, Jack, might want to call the paramedics downstairs. Dave Haas is a huge soccer fan, and he's having like...
I'm wearing the
heart palpitations.
That's a good name. Heart palpitations. We said that right in the control room. The control room, these two guys have got nothing to do, that they're taking an over-under on the number of words that we mispronounce.
Yeah.
As if those two wordsmiths in there know if we're mispronouncing a word or not, okay?
They're Googling everything.
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 Right. Phonetically to make sure that we... give me a break. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. We have to thank Barb and John Hanslett for the Corner Bakery box of goodies out there that I'm sure the newsroom has got it whittled down to the cardboard box by now. But we want to thank Barb and John for being so kind.
Yeah.
You know, two listeners who did a couple of videos for me, three videos. It's my latest and greatest marketing thing here. So thank you to the Hazlitts for doing that. Very, very appreciative of that. So, Dave, you want to give a score update before we go into your segment?
Yeah, the Netherlands just scored again. It's 3-1.
All right, so you could turn it off. 312-981-7.
I'll put it down for the segment here.
Yeah, what about the mystery clock?
Come on, the mystery
clock. We have time.
Yeah, we could score at least three goals.
A lot of soccer left.
During that time at the end of the game that you don't know how much time is left at the end of the game, we could score 16 goals.
We just need two.
That's right, so now. Ridiculous. Yeah.
Three. Let's not get into it.
Okay. We're beautiful game. The beautiful game.
It's a beautiful game. That's why we play football. With helmets on. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Real quick, Dykstra, 815, what is a good brand of a humidity level reader to have?
A good brand?
To read humidity in your house.
You can go to Ace Hardware and pick up their $15. And they'll get you close.
Any big box store.
Any big box store.
Oh, I put those little, they're this, you know.
little round.
I have got them all over the house.
Yeah. Okay. Huh. There you go. And they're not soccer
Put them in the kids' room. Everything.
All right. 312-981-7200. Let's talk about resurfacing instead of refinishing. You brought in some pictures that we posted on our Facebook page. Right, Julian? Are they up and running? Yep. Home Sweet Home Chicago.
A unique option
on Facebook. Go ahead. Describe what's on there.
Those jetted tubs that you have, and either they're drop-in or they're one-piece units or whatever.
So 1980s.
If you have a jetted tub and you don't use it and you don't know what to do with
it. No one uses them.
They don't. And just getting here and getting on the show and talking about it is a great thing to educate some folks. So
let me ask you a question real quick. Do they still sell them?
They do, but they're way more. They're smaller for starters, and they're more economical. And they came out with ways to fill them without wasting all your hot water. Like, they're smarter now.
Right, they're smarter now. But if you've got the old ones and
they're
dirty,
they're not smart.
And if you don't use them, they get dirty fast. And if you're not using it or cleaning it regularly, then you know that mold and mildew can come shooting out into.
Or they could leak.
They leak. There's all sorts of things. So. We came up with a great idea, and we cut those jets out, we execute some fiberglass repair work, and then we refinish the tub, and it makes it into a traditional-looking soaker tub. And that's why, it's hard to imagine, that's why I wanted to bring the pictures and post them and see it. But think, you have jets, and then in 2 days, you don't have jets.
Okay, so you remove the jets.
Yep.
There's a circle there where the jets would come through. It's typically fiberglass.
We're using, for this case, there's those fiberglass or acrylic tubs that we're going to repair.
So do you have patches of fiberglass, though, there?
Oh,
check
zing.
The box. All right. ding. I caught it. There's
they need
one.
A bell.
Don't give them any ideas.
Yeah, there's a lot of different styles and things. So we like to come visit you and check it out, and we'll take you through the process. But yeah, it's essentially a patch and ultraviolet cured resin, and then obviously these guys that do it often are very good at it.
All right, so Jeremy, to tear out an old tub, bring in a new tub, reframe that whole area,
because redo your shower.
How much are we talking?
And then maybe the floor too.
Hopefully not the floor, but maybe the floor. And then most customers are like, well, if I'm doing that, right, I want to do the whole thing. And I'm like, well, did you wake up today wanting to remodel your whole bathroom or get rid of your tub? It could be 20, 25, 30 and more. A lot of those are in master bathrooms and they could be big spaces.
And the jets get so grody looking.
Oh, yeah.
They turn yellow.
Exactly.
I said at my house this past week, of course, I had clean mini blinds.
Because you got nothing to do.
Nothing to do. And I'm looking at the tub. I'm like, ugh. Yeah, we got to replace the tub.
Yeah,
this
I'll
be calling you next week.
I hope so. And so that's the catch. If you
20 to 25 grand.
Yep.
And where are we at?
We're gonna go. You know, depending on the style of the tub, but it's gonna be somewhere between 2,000 to 3,000 to maybe 4,000 at the most.
Yeah. Wow. 10%. That's awesome.
Yeah.
How long? How many days does it take to pop the old jets out? Put whatever patch you want. You have to let it cure. I would have to assume.
Right. That's the fun part. So
look at how technical you got to let it cure.
Yeah, it's almost too much for a radio, right? But to think that we have these great high-powered ultraviolet lights that will cure the resin and then this fiberglass mesh and there's a whole deal to it, right? And then we refinish the tub. So typically 2 to 3 days.
2 to 3 days, as opposed to what?
2 weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you're back in there.
Come on.
Yeah. What do you do with the motor? You just leave it there?
So you just leave it. And
who cares?
It's just gone. Yeah. It's just hidden and there's no worries, and it's not going to leak, and you don't have to service it. There's no tub repairs.
Do you run the risk of people accidentally pushing that power on?
No, because we're actually going to remove the power switch, too.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so
oh,
the power switch,
phenomenal.
Those drains, the baskets, that goes away, and it will look like a normal tub.
That is
beautiful.
We have one of the top realtors in the area here. How many homes that you and your team, right, you have a huge team, are still experiencing these type of bathtubs with the jets? You know, these whirlpools in our listeners' homes.
Oh, almost all of them.
Yeah.
Because there isn't that much new construction on the market right now. So all the homes that were built in the 90s and early 2000s have them. My bathroom, of course, has it, and I am scared to turn on the jets.
Yeah. You don't know what's going to come out.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be gross.
It's going to be gross.
Two leads on the show here.
Yeah.
So would the seller, when they call you to sell their home, would you recommend to invest $2,000-$3,000? It's not an expense, it's an investment, to turn that from into a jet-powered whirlpool that nobody uses into a nice soaker, because those are bigger bathtubs, right? Those are typically voluminous.
Still a soaker.
Right. It's still a soaker. Would it be worth the $2,000-$3,000 investment to convert it from a jet pool, for lack of, I don't want to say whirlpool, because that's a trademark, a jet-powered bathtub into just a soaker? Is it worth the $2,000-$3,000 investment, in your professional opinion, for our listeners to maybe retrofit prior to selling?
Absolutely, because it is a nuisance, and it's going to come up on the home inspection when the home inspector turns it on and sees all that gross stuff coming out. And then it's important for the realtor to make sure that they communicate with the public what has been done and what the benefits are. For every feature in the home, and something that they've just spent $2,000 or $3,000 on, very important.
All right, and Rich had a question about you had a question about the easy step. I know we're not talking about the easy step, but before we hit the break, I want to throw this, that question for Rich.
To put in the easy step, my sister has hip problems, of course, and to lift her leg over the tub is real hard for her to do.
Right, and that's what I spend almost all my time talking about here. Okay. And one of the examples I sent to the team is actually a conversion where we took that jetted tub into a soaker and did an easy step with it, because
that's
it
awesome.
Was such a big deal for that particular client. But that's going to run you up to probably $2,500 at the most, and we can do that typically in 4 hours.
And how about a cast iron tub?
That is the the price. Yeah. So less for fiberglass and steel, but the cast iron tubs take a little bit of time to cut.
How do you cut it? Rich had the question, how do you cut a cast iron?
Yeah, well, I can't give you all of the secrets.
Right, trade.
Right? Then you could do it. But
it's like the Colonel 7 spices and recipes, whatever that is.
You know, it's a combination of angle grinder.
Good tools. Really good tools and really good laborers.
Yeah, really good tools and a lot of training because if, you know, you get one chance to cut the tub.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah. So how high is her tub now? 30, 35 inches?
I mean, it's probably about 16 inches
up. Standard. Yeah. 35 inches? What?
That's, he had a really large tub. We've talked about it extensively over the years here.
Dave, really? Like, pole vaulting into the water. Do you own a tape measure? How have you survived?
Here's what I do.
I know.
I go in, I wash my face, brush my teeth, I use the bathroom. I got nothing with the tub. Yeah. Okay? I got a walk-in shower. I got no reference of a tub.
Then
what am I going to do with a tub?
I'm just wondering.
I don't understand tubs. You sit in your own dirt while you're taking a bath. I don't understand the whole concept.
It's magical.
I don't understand.
It is magical.
You're taking, it's not 1840 and you're on a cattle drive and you're sitting in a wooden bucket. And
you don't know how to relax.
I can't do that.
I get it. Yeah, you just don't know how.
You wash yourself and then you're sitting in dirty water.
And then you shower. Then you get clean. Yeah, it works.
Just shower
and get the hell out of there.
Save water.
Dave doesn't have any time. I'm surprised you even have time to shower.
I don't understand. I did it quick this morning.
I get it.
All right. If our listeners want to reach out, you're very welcome. It was a tough call. Guys are out there doing, I got seven guys out there doing something with copper.
Men.
312-9. Dave, if our listeners want to reach out to you to console you, 3-1 right now. Is it 6-1 yet?
And we're in that additional time you were talking about. Right, it is 3-1.
We'll
probably
see
about 5 minutes left.
What, for another 4 years?
And turn it over to Kari, and I'm going to go cry.
What number should our listeners reach out to?
Yeah, please give us a call. 630-832-2250 or at miraclemethod.com/Chicago.
All right, coming up after the break, we're going to throw it over to Kari Kohler, the Kohler Group, Realtor Carly Kohler. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
My blower has been running for the last 10 years.
What did you just say?
Dave is going to go somewhere with that.
I already did. I already did. I said I checked with his wife, and she confirmed that. Our listeners know.
They know.
Sarcastic remark
is
coming.
Like a soft pitch and a home run.
I know. 3-2 fastball, and the fastball's coming.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We don't have any good ones in Kari, you know, because she's the only well-spoken person out of us all, never makes a mistake. So we have to drop in a Dykstra. So apologize on that one, Kari. You have to screw up so we can catch it.
I'm sure I can
screw up. She hasn't screwed up this whole year, so we don't have any good nugget there. I mean, Dykstra over here is like
he's a gold mine.
He's just
he's a gold mine. Give him 10 minutes on the mic.
He's like an ATM machine with the card still in there. He's like a gold mine over here. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Kari Kohler, we are having a discussion about non-owner occupied investment properties. Is it a good time? Is it not a good time? Go over that market right now and give us your expertise.
Okay, well, I believe it's the right time for the investors to start looking at property. Yes, property values are still high. What I would like to communicate with the market is that when you're buying an investment property, you're only putting 20 or 25% down in many cases. So you're taking a small investment on the value of that home. If we look historically, of course, real estate has been one of the safest with a beautiful growth chart in value over the years, whether you're talking here in Chicago or almost anywhere in the U.S. So supply is low. Interest rates have softened a tiny bit, David.
Right?
I'll let you talk about that a little bit more. So you can't always catch things in a perfect world. But right now, what we are seeing dealing with the consumers is that there are not enough rental properties. People need them for a variety of reasons. So rents are sky high right now. So buying a tiny bit high, investing a small amount of money. If you're an investor, I think you should be in the market looking.
We have an overall inventory shortage of this of inventory. I guess that's redundant, so check that box. We have an overall inventory shortage in this market throughout the United States, not only in this market. You are going to have a wave of foreclosures hit the beaches now that all the election nonsense is over. Here comes the truth. Okay, those foreclosures that I've been talking about for a year are going to start hitting the beaches in the spring, because for humanity reasons, we don't foreclose on people and kick them out of their homes in weather like this, for obvious reasons.
Yes.
But come March, when the weather breaks, or April, they're going to throw you out of that home. Okay, you are the first line of foreclosures that caught a break because you were about to get foreclosed and kicked out in March of 2020. Something called COVID happened. Mm-hmm. We had a foreclosure moratorium until December 1st of last year. I'm sorry for the revisionist history here, but it's important to have these conversations knowing what we're walking into. You could not foreclose on anybody per the federal government guidelines until December 1st of 2021. We're now 2022. It takes one full year in the great state of Illinois to effectively evict somebody. Okay, so now we're 1 year. We're at the 1 year anniversary for the moratorium foreclosure lifting. Now it's 30 degrees outside, and now Jeremy was talking about, he knows why Joe went to Mexico for 12 weeks, because he didn't want to walk across the Chicago
River.
And that's
pretty short. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, and we're talking maybe 1,000 steps, and we're freezing our chads. His father was a lot of things. Dumb man, not one of them. Okay, but all of those now, we're not going to kick anybody out of their home for humanity reasons for the next 120 days. But come the spring, you are going to see a flood of foreclosures hit the beaches. Not only that, all of those listeners who couldn't afford after the forbearance to pay their mortgages, those foreclosure notices went out in March, April, May, June of this year, which means after the first round hits, the next round is coming, and the delinquencies on mortgages haven't been this high since the collapse of the real estate market in 07 and 08. So I know I've been talking about it, but it's coming. And those people, listeners who are having those challenges, are going to need a place to live. That's why the investment property market is going to be on fire because of the lack of inventory. Yes, those listeners' houses are going to be coming on the market, but they can't stay in their house. They're not going to be able to buy a house for at least 3 years. They're going to need a place to live. So that's what we're going to talk about coming after the break. While David keeps looking up,
melting.
Is it 9-1 yet?
It's over.
Yeah, it's over.
Even with the mystery time?
The mystery time did not help.
Well, wow. Congratulations to the men's soccer team making it to the qualification.
They got out of the group stage.
Made it to the final 16. Congratulations.
Yeah, we'll still got Argentina.
About that hockey game.
We'll be back in 4 years. 312-981-7200. That's the Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Just knock out some text messages here real quick from the last hour. Do you guys recommend any products to remove permanent marker from a wood floor? I texted that to Mr. Floor, Igor Marak.
Great.
Unfortunately, according to Igor, there is no good way to remove permanent marker from the floor without damaging the floor's coating. If they can't send a picture of their floor, we can take a closer look and see if there's anything else that we could recommend. So, 773, send us a picture and I'll forward it.
Well, we didn't talk about a rug.
Or moving.
Yeah.
Or calling Kari and just moving. Yeah. Or calling Igor and replacing the
entire
floor.
Or color more and then it's art.
Oh.
Or bring over a bunch of three-year-olds and let them go crazy.
Just keep going. Yeah. And then it's just art.
Then just call it Pollock floor.
Exactly.
Pollock paint.
Yeah.
Those are
a lot of ideas.
Or just put in a new furnace.
Have we helped the
That's
listener?
Not going to help. I got to be honest. Rich, that's not going to help.
I know. Great.
This listener is very informed now.
Yeah. Just let him go.
Yeah.
He doesn't even... I know. It's still the COVID
hangover.
You're on
the radio, Rich.
It's still the he doesn't even realize. He thinks he's on the third floor. He doesn't realize he's on 18. So here's one for you, Rich, 708. Why is there such a difference in the price of cleaning your furnace? The prices I'm hearing on the radio range from $29 to almost $100. I know you're going to love this. Go ahead. Fire it up.
You get the old adage, you get what you pay for. You know, you get a lower price. They're usually coming in to try and sell a new furnace right off the bat. We charge $89, and we'll come out and do a comprehensive cleaning check on that furnace.
And help. Yeah, not sell. Help.
Help. Yep. Right.
There's a difference.
Sorry, keep them coming on the text line. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Kari Kohler, we were talking about WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information, download podcasts, previous shows. We were talking about why is now a good time for investment properties, and I went off on a diatribe here on to bring everybody into reality of what we're going into. We have major job layoffs that haven't hit the employment numbers. The employment numbers look great and sexy. Wait until you get the next 2 or 3 months when all of the layoffs hit the registry and the government gets caught up, especially after the holidays when all your temporary employees get cut because nobody's doing any shopping because everybody's broke. So talk about, again, why you think now is a good time to get into investment properties, non-owner-occupied investment properties.
Well, I think it's important for the investors to start looking right now and start putting their offers in on the properties that maybe have been sitting for a long time, because those are the properties that are going to be appealing to them. There are so many people that need rental properties for a number of different reasons. Sometimes it's a divorce. Sometimes it's bad credit. Sometimes people just move to the Chicagoland area and they want to test an area to see if that's where they want to live. There are so many reasons, and they are just not anywhere near enough properties for these people. So it's just an opportunity to buy some property right now. Maybe you refinance when the interest rates go back down significantly, but the investors need to get in the market right now. Maybe they buy in 90 days, but they're looking at property. It's really important.
I'll give you another one. Listeners selling their homes before they buy a new home or move out of state looking for short-term rentals because they want to dump their current home now because of the inventory shortage, and they know that they could sell their home now in under a month without any headaches. And the biggest thing about moving is selling your current place.
That's a wonderful example. Another example that I've been super lucky to be part of since I've started my career is I work with Aldi, who is based in Batavia, further out west. And they have people that come here from all the different parts of the world, and they want to rent for 3 years. They don't ever buy.
Really?
They just come here and rent. So even for your higher-end homes, if anyone has a property that they need to rent out, call me, because I've got the perfect tenant for you. And again, it's a long-term rental.
We are working with the servicer who is going to be bringing on the market a lot of real estate owned foreclosed properties. Okay, properties that they foreclose on. We know this is coming. We've had meetings on this.
Yes.
And we had meetings on this 6-8 months ago.
Yes.
Preparing to do this. We know that this inventory is happening. My partner had a meeting with one of these larger servicers out there, and he was informed that the delinquencies today are just as bad as the delinquencies were in 2008. What does that mean? That means people not making their mortgage payments.
Yes.
Okay. So all of this Black Friday and Cyber Monday, you're spending money that you don't have. Okay. And what happens is, come January, divorce numbers go up and bankruptcy numbers go up. Why? Because that's the way we function in this country. Okay? It's been like that for years. You go, look it up.
Yes.
Right? You're tired of that putz that you've been living with for the past year, and you want out, and you want to start the year fresh, guy, gal. And if you're going to go out, you might as well go out with a bang and file bankruptcy, loading up your family with a bunch of crap you can't afford because you know you're going to hit the reset button in January. It's just a fact.
Right.
Okay? So get on the list now. So you've got the names. When these names start coming through and you've got prospective buyers out there who want to get in the pipeline on a list to know of these properties before they hit the market. So I'll give you a call now to start building that database to get ready, because it is going to happen.
It is going to happen. And the other thing I'd like to say on the flip side of that equation is for the homeowners that are in distress, I know how to help you. I have helped hundreds of people do a very successful short sale. I have the right partners to partner with, the attorneys. So I can help you. If you are in financial distress and you do need to sell your home, do give me a call. My team is very compassionate, and we'd love to help.
If you owe $250,000 on a home that's worth $400,000, and you sit there for 5 months and don't make a mortgage payment, you are now in foreclosure category, which now you just added all of the attorney's fees, all of the late fees, all of the back fees. You added another probably $10,000 to $25,000 worth of fees that the servicer, who you weren't making your mortgage payment to, is going to lump onto you because they're not going to eat all of the legal fees to foreclose your home. You're going to, and they're going to suck it out of the equity or whatever you have in your house. So you're better off looking at your situation and realizing you've got 14 cents in your bank account. And guess what? That 14 cents is going to be 8 cents next month, and that's going to go to 6 cents next month, and you're still not going to be able to make your mortgage payment. So find some place to live now. Get out and pocket whatever cash you can get. Yes, your credit's rocked. Yes, your new landlord's going to look at your credit, and you're going to be a disaster on the credit side, but you're going to walk away with $10,000, $15,000, $30,000, $50,000, $100,000. You go to a landlord who's charging 3 G's a month, and you're like, hey, here's what happened. Somebody got sick. I lost my job. I'm going to give you $39,000. I know I look like a train wreck with a 500 credit score. I know I got a foreclosure on there. I know I'm going to file bankruptcy. I'm going to give you $39,000 to prepay this year so you don't have any risk. What landlord's going to say no?
Right.
And you're out. Instead of just sitting there and having the bank take your equity because you don't want, because you're embarrassed to file bankruptcy or you're embarrassed to file foreclosure. Guess what? You're just losing money sitting there when you could sell the damn house, when there's a lack of inventory. Take that money, go rent the place, and get into a opportunity to start building yourself back.
Yes. And we.
I just want to say that is incredibly informative, but I feel like you're yelling at Kari.
I'm not yelling at Kari.
No, he's just yelling.
I feel talked down to right now.
Yeah.
I love the passion, and it's very helpful.
I'm not yelling. I'm talking loudly. All right.
I'm from Chicago.
Man, no, you're yelling.
I'm not yelling. I'm just yelling. I'm talking.
I love it.
You're passionate.
I'm
making
it. It's smart, though.
No, here, because if I talk like this, our listeners who are in that situation, I'll be okay. Something will happen. Oh, the fairy.
You got to remind them.
The money fairy is going to come and leave $30,000 in my bank account, and I'm going to get caught up. No! The sheriff's going to come and kick your rear end out, and your crap's going to be on the front lawn.
Point taken.
All right. Kari, if our listeners want to reach out, I'm sweating here. I don't know what...
Then you can have a yard sale.
Yeah, he's definitely not passionate about that topic. Yeah. I love it. Uh-huh. We are here to help, though, and that's exactly what we like to do. You can reach me at 630-587-4700. Our website is thekohlergroup.com.
And by the way, that marker on the hardwood floor, it's like...
It's a Jackson Pollock painting already. I think it's a work of art.
I think it's beautiful.
I'm sorry, guys.
Is that
773 number?
I think it's Disney.
Your kid's got talent.
Your kid's got talent.
Yeah, grandkid, kid, whoever it is. If it's the neighbor's kid, that kid doesn't have talent. Yeah, I'm sorry. Them refinish your
floor. You know what? I tried,
if it's
what,
your kid.
On an expo, a whiteboard, if you put Sharpie by accident, you can color over it with a regular dry erase marker and erase it.
They did say that.
We had a couple of teachers text in who said they accidentally made a mistake with a permanent marker and they went over it with that miracle that...
Or the magic eraser.
But listen... You got this going on your floor.
I think it's amazing.
Well, you can't fall off the floor with this one, no pun intended. And if it doesn't work, you call Mr. Floor up. He does a little buffing and sanding, and he just refinishes it. All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We got to hit a break. Benny's like, you're just eating into your next segment. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Ben, we've got to get a point out because we're passionate, and we got to make sure that our listeners understand. Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Mega Pros Joe.
Is the goatee new? I guess it is a beard.
You hate it?
Yes.
David Schluter likes it. Igor likes it.
I do like it.
Judy said it looks like I just don't care.
Judy is right.
There are two kinds of people on planet Earth who do not have beards. Women and children. I am neither.
I think it looks kind of stylish.
What he's got is I was laid off at Motorola in the 80s.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Did you care, Judy? Did you care?
I love it. I love that clip. It's one of my favorites.
Did you care about the beard?
Oh, the beard?
You didn't like it.
I really didn't like it. Yeah, he kind of looked grungy. Yeah. Like I've been camping
homeless.
For a month.
Yeah, he was camping.
Well, he didn't look good with the beard. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. Here, let's get some text before the bottom of the hour. 262 from Wisconsin, taking a bath is like hand washing dishes and not rinsing them. Thank you very much. FYI, to clean the jets, David, of a jetted tub, fill the tub with hot water, dip in with a dishwasher pod, then turn on the jets, the dishwasher detergent pod, does all the jets and cleans easily. Also, thank you, David, for pronouncing Realtor properly. So what do you think of that?
Well, I think I routinely hear from customers. I love the tip because customers tell us all the time the best thing to remove soap residue and clean some of the bathroom things is a traditional dish soap, Dawn dish soap, something like that. So I'm guessing that's a great tip.
If you use your bathtub.
But yeah, just people don't clean them. But if you have the discipline to do that, I think it's great.
Good job.
All right. A lot of teachers. Thank you all you educators out there for the dry eraser tip. Again, that floor that the listener sent a picture in, it's not like one black Sharpie marker.
I was picturing like a stripe, like 2 inches.
It's a full mural.
That's like 30 seconds of where's my kid? Yeah. And what are they doing? Because I'm not hearing them cry right now.
Yeah.
I know that feeling.
And they're destroying
they're
my floor.
Yeah. I know.
You've got 17 of them? How many?
At least 17.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, takes Inferno line, photo line. For the furnace people, how much is a tune-up of a boiler in Little Italy area, Chicago?
I got to tell you, it'll probably cost you $125.
That's it.
$200.
$200.
You guys make me laugh. Here, Kari, this one's for you. As a veteran that has a VA loan and just got approved for a $100,000 HELOC, I'm very interested in investment properties, but my question is, should I use the HELOC to invest, or should I apply for another type of loan for the investment property? Credit score is between 700 and 750. I know my answer. What's your answer?
I'm thinking he should use the HELOC.
For the down payment.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, we all agree.
Okay, good.
It's called leverage. Yep.
Yes.
I mean,
they gave you that money for a reason.
Right. Yep. And you could take it, put 20% down on a home, pay interest only on that money.
Yep.
And just use the whatever excess rent that you have to pay down your HELOC.
Correct.
And then your HELOC's your emergency fund until you are able to build an emergency fund on the investment property. So we're all in agreement on that.
Yes.
Tell gloom and doom Hochberg to calm down. Everybody has a job. This isn't going to be a huge real estate crisis. Okay, well, thanks for that.
That's okay.
I guess all the information we're getting from the servicer that's actually not collecting the mortgages from a record number of people similar to what happened in 07, 08 is giving us bad information, and we don't know what we're talking about. So doom and gloom Hochberg is Mr. Reality Check here to advise you, like I have been all year. You got a better shot of seeing fours than you do twos again. You got a better shot of seeing fives than you do threes again. You got a better shot of seeing sixes than you do fours again. And you got a better shot of seven than you do fives again. I've been hitting it really pretty much 100%.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know sports, but batting 1,000.
Batting 1,000. There
you
go.
Well put.
Thank you.
There you go. 312. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to throw it out there, open it up for everybody. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to throw it over to Kleppen in the traffic and the news department. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Before we get over to Michelle, 847, Hochbird, H-O-C-K-B-I-R-D, should talk in his normal voice and quit the rants. I don't listen to the radio to hurt someone having a meltdown. I'm not having a meltdown. And by the way, it's Hochberg. There's not a bird. It's B-E-R-G.
Could have auto-corrected. I've heard of a hawk bird before.
Right, at least.
Indigenous of Chicago.
Australia.
Right, at least. Come on, you're going to fire shots. Spell my name. Close, for gosh sakes. 312-981-7200. A lot of recommendations, Jeremy, about cleaning up. You want to throw a couple out there? The WD-40. Look, we're not recommending any of these. Clean at your own peril.
If it ruins your floor, it's not on us.
Go ahead.
One of these, this is a 708, says, I've had success removing marker/paint with WD-40 and a magic eraser, which seems legit, right? Yeah. WD-40 is not going to trash your floor.
I'm not saying that it will. I'm not saying that it won't.
I can't imagine it would. Let me put it that way.
It's a lubricant. Really shiny.
Make it really shiny. You might slip on it, but no big deal.
I will throw this out there. If you do damage your floor with the art project that your kids did,
to fix it, Mr. Floor can help.
If we could somehow, Jack, get this over to Julian so Julian could put it up there, it's pretty impressive.
It is. Kids got talent.
Listen, if you do any of these things and you mess it up, you're going to have to sand it and seal it and finish it anyway. So
yes, correct. No matter what.
Or Dave?
I put the Sharpies on the top shelf of the cabinet. Not in the drawer.
How do you know that kid didn't climb up there? Kids are creative.
That's a good point, but I'm playing the odds.
All right, deal.
Or your other recommendation?
A rug.
A rug.
Yes, a rug. Okay. Yes, that's a good one.
Right. And then Kari always looks under the rug before she sells the home. To make sure that the 3- or 5-year-old or their husband or wife.
We don't know, did they even say kid? It could have been.
We're making a lot of assumptions here today.
They could have had a party last night.
Could have been a couple bottles of wine. Exactly. Like, let's get the markers. Well, what are we going to do with them? Let's do designs on the floor. Three, and we'll blame it on the kid.
Exactly. That's what I would do.
I can't believe you did that. I didn't do that. You don't remember? 312-981-7200. Up to your room. 312-981-7200 MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Michelle is on the phone with a question for Kari. Hi, Michelle. How can we help you?
Hi. Michelle. This is Michelle. Kari, question for you. I live in West Chicago, and I'm being transferred to Park City, Utah.
Oh, wow.
We are jealous.
That doesn't suck, Michelle. Nice.
Well, I'm jealous. You guys are having too much fun already, but anyways, my question is, should I wait to list my home in December, or would it be better? I was reading online that the real estate market tends to pick up after the Super Bowl. I know that sounds a little silly, but I wasn't sure if I should wait to list after that.
Michelle, that is such an outstanding question, and I hope there's a lot of people listening that are having the same predicament. We advise our clients to list now in December, and the reason is because supply every year is very low at this time, and this year, 2022, supply is significantly low, so we would definitely advise you to do it now rather than waiting till after the Super Bowl when all of your neighbors are going to do it. A couple of quick other reasons is during this time of year, we have the holidays, so your home is going to look beautiful and festive. People buy on emotion, and that's how you capture their emotion. Any buyer that is looking at this time of year in December is going to be a very serious buyer. So you're going to have serious, qualified buyers coming into your home rather than the looky-loos. So because of competition being so low at this time of year, I advise it right now, and I'd love to help you with that.
Do you service West Chicago?
I sure do. It's right in our backyard.
Companies do not stop transferring, relocating, hiring, firing employees because it's Thanksgiving, it's Kwanzaa, it's Hanukkah, it's Christmas, it's New Year's. It is a constant 365-day-a-year proposition. People are constantly moving, and people have to unload properties or buy properties for whatever reason, right? So here, this lady, Michelle, is moving to Park City, Utah. Beautiful, gorgeous area. I was out there this summer. She's going to be buying something. Are you buying something out in Utah when you get there?
If my house sells.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, there's a perfect example of maybe somebody who, if she could, again, what did we talk about? Sell the house now, maybe a short-term rental until she has to go out there. So if she sells this right now, she's going to buy in Park City. I'm jealous. Park's gorgeous. But she's not going to wait till after the Super Bowl to buy something. If she sells in the next couple of days, she's calling the realtor out there and starting to roll on her search in Park City if she's not already doing online searches now. Go ahead.
Right. Michelle, your home will sell in West Chicago. That area sells very well. I'd love to help you with that process. In addition to all the listeners also, we run on my team a global relocation company. So I actually have a great agent for you already out in Park City, Utah that I just met with about a month ago and interviewed face-to-face. So I can help you with the entire process. Now is the time. Do not wait until the Super Bowl.
Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. Michelle, okay?
You are going to do a Super Bowl commercial, though, right?
That's what I'm hearing. Yes, that sounds like fun.
And real inexpensive.
And congratulations on the move. It's beautiful out there. Enjoy your time out there.
Well, thank you guys for your time. I'm glad I'm not listening to Google. And Kari, I look forward to working with you.
Sounds great, Michelle. I look forward to working with you.
All right, 312-981-7200. 224, screw that. Tell David and the crew to keep telling the truth. If you don't like it, change the channel. There's a lot out there, piehead. I don't know what piehead means, but okay, thank you for that. Water heater, Rich. New water heater and now have air in the system that I can't get out. Why would somebody have air in a system after having a new water heater installed, number one? And how do you get the air out of a system after you are able to investigate and do a little diagnosis?
Well, to get the air out, what you have to do is drain down the system completely, which means you shut off your water, open up the faucet at the lowest point in your house, open up your faucets throughout the whole house. Everything will drain down, and then you can fill it back up again.
So you got to drain the water heater.
Drain it. No, the water heater you can leave. Water heater you can leave. But all the pipes in the house, they got the air pockets.
How'd the air get in there?
When they took the water heater out, they opened the pipes up.
Oh, air got in.
Air got in.
And then when they turned it back on after installing the new
still
one.
There.
Ah, okay. There you go. Now, I hope that helps your answers your question. Our texter from 773-312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We got another chime in here. Goo. G-O-O.
Yeah, it's like Goo Gone.
Goo Gone.
That's got diesel in it, though. That might hurt the finish.
Yeah. I want to place bets on this stuff.
I don't want to.
You know what? I want this customer to do all these ideas.
There's enough room.
And then have Igor come
little patches,
out.
Little patches.
And then little sample test areas, and then get back to us.
We are not making
any.
And
then call Igor.
Yeah, and then call Igor, because your floor will be messed up.
Yeah.
I am not recommending anything to anybody. These are just recommendations from
other listeners.
From other listeners that are making recommendations.
But there's a lot of space on that. I mean, that's a lot of artwork, so we can test a lot of things.
That's 3x3. That's at least a 3 foot by 3 foot.
You don't know how to measure. We've been over this. Okay. You don't know.
That's probably 18 by 18, but that's
okay.
Not. Whatever it is, it's a big space. 312.
It's a picture, Dave.
312-981. It's a mural. 312-981.
Yeah, it looks like a mural.
I think whoever did that's got a future tagging the side of trains.
Absolutely.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. 779. I really miss our MegaPro's Joe. So do we. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to do a little memorial with the Hogels in studio, MegaPro's Jeremy, MegaPro's Judy, in honor of Joe at the end of the show, last 30 minutes, because you haven't had the chance to come down. Obviously, it was too current when we did our
it was Thanksiving weekend. It was Northwestern. Otherwise, we would have been.
You picked a horrible time to die.
Very
poor planning, Joe. So it's the first chance you guys have had to come down, so we're going to do something special at the end of the show. Also, at the top of the hour, one of his favorite restaurants, Erie Street Cafe. When you went to lunch with Joe, it was an entire day event. Yeah. They're bringing in, since you guys are here and we're doing a little memorial at the end of the show, Erie Street Cafe decided to bring some food over, delivered by our own Kevin McDonough. And so we're going to enjoy that during the break in honor of your husband and father. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Rich Wazalewski. Josh Abimo Farah. Pete, there I go. Pete.
I'll just pencil it in first.
It's cause of you. The first time Frank was on, he sat next to Rich Dykstra, and I looked right at Frank, and I just kept going.
You've actually done that a couple times when I've sat
on here. He looks like a Rich.
I know.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Special shout out to Ron at Erie Cafe, which is on Erie Street, not Erie Street Cafe, but Erie Cafe, one of the oldest, and I will say, best steakhouses in the city of Chicago. It's where Erie Street dead ends into the river.
Yeah,
and
pretty much. Yeah.
It's right there. So, again, we'll talk about more about Erie Cafe, phenomenal organization, great restaurant, been there forever. You want old school Chicago steakhouse? That's
Italian,
where you go. Italian Chicago steakhouse. Yep. Forget about it. 312-981-7200. Jimmy's been on hold. Hey, Jim, how are you, buddy?
Still breathing, and yourself?
We're still here. This side of the grass. We're looking down instead of up, Jim. How can we help you, Jimmy?
I own a rental condominium in a 12-unit building. It's a 2-bedroom. And to the point where I want to sell it, I refurbished the whole thing. I just got it re-rented, and it grosses $15,000 a year, clears about $11,500.
Okay.
and half of the units are rented, half of them are owner-occupied. Now, do I have to get somebody that has cash to pay it, or is there somebody that will write an investor on a mortgage?
Kari, what? Multi-unit property that Jimmy here in Palos wants to sell.
He could get a cash buyer or someone that is going to write a mortgage, either way, and we can help you find that person.
Yeah, I mean, are you ready to go now, Jimmy, put it on the market?
Yeah, I just got a new renter in there. I totally refurbished it, new paint, new appliances, new carpeting, everything is in there.
So you've got some owner-occupied and some rentals?
Yeah, I think it's about a 50-50 split in a 12-unit building.
Okay, that's something you've got experience with, Kari?
Absolutely, we'd love to help you with that.
All right, and you had a question about have the rules changed. What rules were you...
Before, it was nobody would write a mortgage on a condo building that is more than 50 or at least 50% renters. But is it changed that they will write mortgages on those units for somebody to invest?
I'm having a hard time understanding this. How can you sell the whole? So are you looking to sell the six non-owner occupied? Yeah.
No, I just want to sell one unit in a 12-unit building.
You want to sell one unit in a 12-unit building. Okay. So I got it. So there are rules where there can't be an excess of owner-occupied, you know, versus renters. But if there are programs out there that will allow buyers to buy in, that you have to go with the portfolio lender. Typically, your buyer would have to put down at least 20%. So this guy owns a unit in a 12-unit condo building, 50%. He owns 50% of the unit. He wants to sell one of his rentals, and there's six others already owner-occupied.
There might be a limit on a bylaw. Yeah.
Fannie Freddie cracked down on that after the 08 disaster, but things have loosened up, Jimmy. So there are lenders out there. The buyer, you have to go with the portfolio lender. The buyer has to be strong and has to bring in at least 25, probably 30%, and have strong reserves in that type of situation. So that's going to be your challenge, is finding a buyer to buy a property, to be able to finance that, to be in that position. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right. Hang tight, buddy. We're going to get you on hold here with the Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200. We have Teresa right before the break here. Teresa, I'm up against the clock. You got a question for Kari? You having trouble selling the house?
I'm in a short sale, and my contract fell through this summer, and I am sitting in a big house in a very desirable area of Palos, and I don't know where to go. I'm by myself. My husband died a couple years ago, leaving me with nothing. We had just gotten our house out of foreclosure.
Okay.
And now I am sitting here. My son says, Mom, just stay there. But it's a big house, big area, big yard, and I'm alone. I just turned 65, and I really don't want to stay here, but nobody wants to help me because it's a short sale.
Do you handle Palos?
Yes, and I specialize in short sales. So I will call you this afternoon, and I will help you, and I look forward to it.
Is that all right, Teresa?
Okay, great. I really appreciate it because I'm in a pickle.
Terry, you hang on. All right. It says Teresa or Terry. Which one would you prefer?
Teresa.
Okay, Teresa. Kari will call you after the show. We'll do everything
What's
we can.
What's your name, please?
Kari Kohler. K-A-R-I.
And thank you very much. I really appreciate your help today.
Of course.
Thank you.
Hang on. Help's on the way. And hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. That's the least we could do, right? But those are the calls we get. Don't tell me that I don't know what's going on in this marketplace there, Spartacus, over, you know, texting and tell Debbie Downer, David, that you know things are great. Listen, you don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
In all due respect, I'm talking to the people that are servicing these loans. I'm talking to listeners like Teresa who are having challenges. So listen, there's a pipe out there you can put your thoughts in and smoke it, all right? That's all I'm telling you. I know what I'm talking about because I dance on this dance floor every single day. We're going into some headwinds here.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Right. Yeah.
And if you want to stick your head in the ground, say it's not, that's fine. Come back in 120 days and tell me that I don't know what I'm talking about. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to go eat some Erie Cafe snacks and lunch provided by Ronnie at Erie Cafe on Erie Street in Chicago. 312-981-7200. We'll be back after news, traffic, and weather.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Ronnie from Erie Cafe on Erie Street in Chicago. I will tell you, I had one ravioli. Out of respect for the ravioli that was sitting there, I had to try the ravioli. Forget about it. Right? I come on.
Oh, man. It was good.
And then so they took a bone-in ribeye and cut it, and I had the bone-in section. It was a minimum amount of meat.
You would.
Well, of course. I'm the bone guy. I know what you're thinking. Stop it. Father, like son. Delicious. So thank you to Ronnie and everybody at Erie Cafe. That was Joe's home base where he conducted business, which we will talk more about that during the 12:30 to 1 o'clock hour time break here. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. WGNDavid.com. Home built in 1965, texter sent in. Garage has drain and floor. Up until now, no problem. Last year, sludge started backing up into the garage. Looks like mud and maybe little worms. Who should I call?
Roof. Ghostbusters.
Is that when you sell your house? I don't know. No.
Is that a plumber, Jeremy?
Yeah, that's a plumber. Yeah, so absolutely. You can call us. We have a great plumber that does all our plumbing needs.
Okay.
That's 847-658-8989. That's probably what it is.
All right, 847, try Superzilla, I guess, to remove the magic marker. So there you go. Hey, Spartacus, you don't know what the barometric pressure is. Yeah, I do. I just can't explain it. 312-981-7200 is American Post call, text, and photo line. And this text, just have to say the show with David Hochberg is just awesome. The call that just occurred with the woman with the short sale put tears in my eyes. You guys are awesome.
Yeah.
That is what we do. That is why we're here. This is why we come down every Saturday and we do this for 3 hours every Saturday. Because we have listeners out there who are going through tough times that have experienced divorce, experienced death, experienced job loss, experienced credit card, experienced getting cut back on jobs, right? Experiencing breakups that don't know what to do. And we are here to offer assistance. Before we get to Ellen, somebody by the name of Ellen Hogel, I don't know who the heck that is. We got to take Mike from for Kari, because you've been on hold for at least 25 minutes here, Mike. You got a question for Kari?
Yeah, real quick. I'm Mike with I sell real estate in Chicago. I have clients that are moving out to the burbs, and I'm not that familiar with where they want to go to. He's doing the commute right now from Schaumburg into the city, but he wants to go out to the St. Charles area. They got a couple of kids, and the commute is just getting to him right now. So he's looking for something, I think, at the west side of St. Charles. Again, I can't service him because I don't know the area, obviously. But they're looking for like something around with parks, bus stops, simple area that they can still walk around. They like the Chicago walking around routine. Is there areas out that way that you can do that where it's city-like? I'm sorry for this question.
You got bus stops in St. Charles?
We do have bus stops, and we have parks, and we've got streetlights and sidewalks. So, Mike, thank you for calling. Your clients would be well-served in St. Charles. There's many wonderful subdivisions, especially on the west side for where that gentleman is working, where that couple's working. I'd love to help them. It is a fabulous community with a very vibrant downtown, and it's also surrounded by a bunch of other very nice communities.
And you've got the metro there that gets you downtown on the express in 40-some minutes. So it's not like you're out going to Dubuque, Iowa. You know, you could get to the city from St. Charles if you wanted to, you know, very rapidly.
You can. It's a little bit more like 50 minutes, yet it's an express train that you can catch in Geneva. So it's very good. And I'd love to help him, Mike. Thank you for calling today. And I can connect with you after the show.
Hey, maybe, Mike, do you get a lot of those type of transition people looking to move out?
Where's the bell, guys?
Yeah, there's another one. Do you have a lot of these calls in areas that... I'm sorry.
They want a bigger place and a bigger yard, so we get a lot of people that want to move out to the suburbs. and I'm just not familiar with it enough to service them properly.
Well, we appreciate that, buddy. Carr, you'll give him a call after the
Carr's
show.
Carr's your gal.
I will call you, Mike. Thank you so much.
I love that call,
and
by
hang
the way.
Out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. This,
I love that guy. The city, you know, just anything west of the loop.
I got no idea. Really,
I don't even know which way's up.
Forget about it. Anything North Avenue, that's it. I'm done. If I go past Pulaski, forget it.
I love it. I don't want to tell Mike where I live. Holy cow.
He's going to get the freaking atlas out and try to figure it out. Who's on line one? Who am I talking to right now?
Hi.
Is this Ellen?
Ellen.
Hi, Ellen.
Sure is. How are you?
You're married to somebody by the name of Jeremy Hogel.
Hey, hon. You've got that right, yeah.
Hi.
How many kids do you have?
We've got five.
Five kids.
Yeah.
So, like,
and it's quiet right now. I don't even know how that's happening. Good job, guys.
I got to keep it somewhat clean. The kids could hear. Yeah. So you've got a birthday coming up with one of the tribal members there on Monday. A young lady by the name of Edith. Is that true?
Yep.
Is Edith there? Yes. Is that Edith?
That's Edith.
All right. Hey, have you ever been sung? Have you ever had a happy birthday serenade? See how I got myself out of that one, Huss? Have you ever been serenaded over the radio on your birthday or no?
No.
All right, well, you are today. You ready? Three, ready? Two, one.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Edith. Happy birthday to you.
And many more. Happy birthday, Edith.
Cha-cha-cha.
Thank you.
All right, and hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product.
Love you, Edith.
We already have so much of that
Sharpie
Mr. Floor cleaning.
You can never have too many. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. We have a texter here for you, Dave. We'll throw it out there and then pick it up on the other side of the break.
Cool.
How long does it take? I know that we covered this at the beginning. How long does it take to cut and replace and install that easy step thing that Dave was talking about earlier? So let's talk about that coming after the break.
Perfect.
312-981-7. How old is your sister, Rich? Not that I'm interested in her. I'm just asking a question.
Probably mid to upper 70s.
Okay. And she's got hip problems.
Hip problems, of course.
Okay. So, which is things break down as you get older. You've got a whole laundry list of things that we don't have enough time left.
Titanium,
on the show. That's
the
right.
The blower, Dave, is good. The blower's good.
The blower's great. All the parts around the blower have been replaced.
There you go.
312-981-7200. So let's talk about that. And also, that's your wheelhouse of who you're trying to attract.
It is. Yeah.
Not to swing a leg over. They can't. You talked about that.
It's not safe.
Yeah.
The floor's wet.
Yeah, it's not safe. Slip.
And even if you get in, somehow do a Cirque du Soleil to get in the bathtub. You got to get out of the bathtub.
Yep.
And listen, it's just not a safe situation.
No.
And what you have is an amazing product. When Kevin McDonough took me out to your shop and I looked at it, I'm like, you got to get on the show to talk about it. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
MegaPros, Joe MegaPros, Home Improvement.
Home!
Oh, just improvement?
Just improvement.
That's cool.
You sent me a text Saturday morning. You're doing all right?
I'm doing excellent.
Or were you just intimidated by Wendy Snyder?
She does scare me.
Are you kidding me?
Like, she's professional and she wants you to say the right thing at the right time.
She's got 35, 40 years of experience.
It's like a real radio show.
Right.
I have no business being on a real radio show.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. 630 here. Rich, why should I get a second opinion? I'm sorry. Do you think it should?
It did.
I can't even read the text. Do you think I should get a second opinion? And is it a good idea, or should I just go with the guy that came out and quoted me to fix my furnace? Your call on that.
You should always get a second opinion, especially when a tech comes in. If they're coming in on a lower price cleaning check, absolutely get a second opinion.
Bait and switch.
If we get out there, our techs will look at it. If you want a price, they'll give you a price. Otherwise, they'll refer it to a comfort advisor who'll come out to the house. Either way, you'll get five options. And we'll size it for your home. Because most of the time, when we go into a house, it's not the right size furnace. It's too big.
I like that. Comfort advisor.
Comfort advisor.
Wow. I feel good already.
Don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
We've gone into our listeners' homes, and some of the units weren't even hooked up properly.
Oh, yeah. We had one instance where it was upside down. Holy upside down.
I had nothing to do with that. I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. Yeah. It was a Hochberg installation.
Measure, yeah.
Never entered a person.
That humidifier thing. We straightened it out.
Don't worry about it. 312-981-7200. Our listeners are getting older. We're getting older. I mean, for the love of God, I'm going to be 55 years old.
We're all aging at the same pace.
A baby you are.
True. Thank you for pointing that out, Captain Obvious.
Yep.
So if our listeners are getting older, we're getting older. Our Rich's 70-plus-year-old sister's got hip problems, okay? We talked about this when you were on our last show.
Yes.
1 inch might as well be, for some people, like my mom who had MS was in a wheelchair, 1 inch might as well have been 3 feet. She couldn't pick her foot up, you know, a millimeter, let alone 1 inch. So getting in out of bathtubs with a bad hip like Rich's sister, she could do this adjustment modification instead of replacing, be in and out in under 2-3 days, and be able to bathe herself safely, Rich. And Rich, listen, if she goes down, she's calling Rich. And I guarantee you, Rich ain't running over there to pick his sister up. No shot. Okay?
Very busy.
Very busy. Sorry. I'm doing
Come on, Rich. Really?
I'm doing a clean and check in Maryville.
I couldn't pick up my sister.
Okay. All right. Okay.
But in all seriousness, that's what's happening. It's a safety issue, Dave. Yeah. And you guys solve safety challenges in our listeners' bathrooms and other areas in their home.
Yeah, that's exactly what's about. That's why we got started doing it. And it is a bathroom safety modification that will help tremendously. And just for a clarification, so the easy step when we cut that side of the tub, that is done in 4 hours or less. That jetted tub to the soaker tub, that's that 2-3 day process. So just make sure that our listeners know that. And so, Rich, for your sister, I mean, less than 4 hours. Cast iron tub, less than 4 hours.
And that piece is kept. Here's the key.
I love it.
That piece is kept in some type of storage in your house, in the storage, whatever. But that piece that David and his team take out can be reinstalled. This is important for Kari as well, to make a tub. Because let's say your sister's 70-some years old. She can't live in the house anymore, wants to move it, sells it. And a first-time home buyer wants to buy it, who's going to have a couple of kids, or Jeremy, who walks by his wife and gets her knocked up.
There you go.
You know, he has
not anymore.
Powerful sperm, but he's got 5 kids, right? And they need a bathtub to bathe the kids.
Yeah,
you're not going to do that in an easy step.
No.
So,
right.
This is how important this information is. You could convert a dangerous situation into a not dangerous situation, have the dignity to bathe by yourself safely as you get older, Rich, you being the oldest person in here by at least 25 years.
Thank you.
How important is that?
When you get out.
No problem.
He's proud of it, though.
Dave's 40. Yeah.
I'm 36. I just look 55. Yeah. But how important is that to have to be able to do things on your own?
Very important.
Having a head contusion or a concussion getting in out of a bathtub.
Or breaking a bone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, God, once you fall and break something, that's it.
Oh, buddy. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Tickets punched.
Yeah. Especially at that age, it takes longer to heal and set and all that stuff. Yeah.
So we're happy to also install some safety bars, too. Yeah. When we do that, we work that in.
That's great.
312-981-7200. I'll throw it over to Kari. So you've got a 77-year young sister of a radio legend over here,
yes.
Rich Dykstra Sr., who is going to be doing modifications in her cast iron tub. Okay, a first-time home buyer comes in, sees that easy step, looks at it, and says, you know what? This home isn't for us, but wait. This is now can be reinstalled. The seller will reinstall it once the contract, before the closing, right? That piece will be put in. It takes how long does it take to put
it
back in?
So, yeah, this part is great. So this is about a day and a half where we'll put the piece back in. We do some work to make sure it looks great and then refinish the tub, and it's like it's back to normal. Never happened.
Same day.
Wow.
Day and a half.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
so
for that piece, yeah.
So day and a half, 4 hours to take it out, convert it into a safe area, day and a half to put it back.
Yes.
Wow. That's amazing.
Cast iron, fiberglass. You can't do it with steel, but that's okay.
How important is it as a first-time home buyer that you know needs that tub to wash the kids, because that's what they do?
Yes.
How important is it to be able to convert that back without putting 20, 25 grand in 2-4 weeks into a bathroom after they move in to retrofit it and redesign the whole damn bathroom?
Very important. And what I was saying before is the listing agent just needs to make sure that the public understands how easy that can be done and give them the choice, because maybe they don't want it for some reason. Mm. But yeah. it they just have to inform how easy it is.
Yeah. All right, this is a great question. Jerry in Michigan City, how are you?
Good, thanks. My in-laws have a clawfoot tub, old-style bathroom, and they want to go to that. Well, they don't really want to, but we recommend that they get one that's a step-in tub. And is that something that can be modified, an old clawfoot tub into something?
Yeah, we can do that. It's a little trickier.
For real?
Yeah, we absolutely can. And so it is. It would be a little bit more of a custom type of a job. But yeah, I definitely have. And I actually have an example. I tried, and it's not finished yet, so I probably shouldn't bring it up, but I have converted a clawfoot tub to a couch. So I cut the side of it out to make it into a couch. I just haven't found anyone to make the cushion. So if we have listeners out there that make cushions for strange-shaped objects, I need it.
Does that make sense there? Jerry, is that a shower as part of?
No, that's the problem. My father-in-law is a big fellow, and like you know, he needs to get into a sit-down tub, something they can sit in. And, we were looking at trying to figure out the costs and, what are we looking at here for doing a bathroom like that even.
Yeah, send us a picture.
A walk-in tub.
Yeah, you could.
If you can get a picture of that.
If there's a way to get a picture, that'd be awesome.
And we cover a lot of ground. We recently became the installers for Lowe's for the same product, Easy Step product. And so we cover from about Maryville out to Rockford.
Hey, Jerry, wow. I'm going to put you on hold, and Dave will follow up after the show. I got to hit a bottom of the hour break. Okay, buddy?
All right, thank you very much.
Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. My God, look at this. Just heard Sheboygan. Do you go to Sheboygan? You go up there?
That's probably pretty close to Milwaukee. We've got a location up in Milwaukee where we could refer them to.
Peoria. Mom's down in Peoria, just fell, broke her femur.
Fortunately, a location in the Bloomington area, Mackinac, we could refer you down there.
312-981-7200. Vito's Upholstery just chimed in.
Vito! Yes, all right. Save his number because I need it. We can work together
okay,
on
Vito,
this.
Okay, Vito, hang on. David will be calling you. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Again, special shout out to Ronnie and the team over at Erie Cafe on Erie Street in Chicago. One of the best old school Italian Chicago steakhouses on the planet, in the city, if not the world. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. News, traffic, and weather. Then we're going to come back and talk a little bit about Joe Hogel and share some stories and laugh a little bit till the top of the hour. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. We'll be back after these messages.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Jeremy, put that microphone in front of your mom's face there. We want to welcome Joe's son, Joe, out in Colorado. How you doing, Joe?
Fantastic, David. How you doing today?
Good, buddy. Thanks for calling in and being part of this little celebration of your father. In a minute here, I want you to tell the contraception story. Yeah, I want you to
and
tell
that wrong word for that
wrong
one.
Word. Yeah. Oh, never mind. You understand what I'm saying. I want you to tell that story. That's awesome.
Conception.
Yeah, whatever. It began with the C. Let's not get critical here, Joe. All right, stay in your lane.
Not at this point.
Because I could easily hang up on you. Just as easy as I picked you up, you could go away in about 0.2 seconds.
Stay in my lane.
So, Judy, I told the story about how I first met Joe on the Edens, passing Auto House on Edens, when I called him up to be on the show because I needed, I was changing the show up and I wanted a home improvement guy because as this show has proven, I know absolutely nothing about fixing. I could break things. I don't know how to fix anything. Okay. And I needed a home improvement guy. And my rep at GN, Johnny Green, said you and Joe would be great. So I called him and Joe's like, this is great. I'm in. Then he called you.
Yeah. He called me and he said, hey, I got this opportunity to do this home improvement show with David Hochberg. Have you ever heard him? And I go, yeah, I think we want to think about that. He's the guy that yells all the time, Joe. Are you sure you want to do that? And he's like, no, he's really cool. He's really cool. I'm going to meet with him. I think I'm going to do this. And that was it. And he loved being on the show. He loved being a part of it and all of you.
Yep. He was a huge part of the show. So we had a celebration in Joe's honor that everybody here at the show went to at Port Edwards in Algonquin. They did it, over 400 people came through. And I will tell you, for all those that weren't there, that was Joe's way of saying, I'm all right. It's going to be okay, right? Let's celebrate my life. Let's everybody have a drink or seven like Joe would. and let's have a good time. Nobody cry, because I'm dead. Let's move on with your life. Don't grieve me. Celebrate me. Enjoy me, because that's what Joe, your husband, your father, would have wanted, correct?
Absolutely. Totally what he wanted. He wanted, he lived 100 years in his 63. He lived a very full of life.
Yep. He was amazing. And Erie Cafe on Erie Street, that was his home base.
Yeah. So one of the coolest things I was thinking about, he did all the radio stations, not just WGN. He got all the reps involved.
Yeah.
And always hosted this lunch that always turned into dinner.
Yes.
And the last one, I'm trying to remember the date. I know I thought it was too cold to be outside.
Right.
And
it was.
He called me up and he goes, well, everybody left and it's like 6:30 and I could tell he had a couple tequilas.
Yep.
And I said, hey, why don't you call up Bob Carmody and see if he wants to come have dinner with you? And he did. And that was Joe. That was his meeting place. Bring everybody down, bring everybody together. And thank you, Erie Cafe. Lunch was delicious.
Ronnie, Erie always. Cafe, you're awesome. When you went to lunch with Joe, it started at 11 o'clock. Yeah. You'd get there, do pregame stretching, okay? He'd have the ravioli, okay, the grilled ravioli at Erie Cafe. We'd have the calamari. We'd have the cheese. God knows what the hell else we had there. We had a whole pregame that lasted to like maybe 12:45, 1. About 6 tequilas in, we start ordering lunch, okay? I'm not joking. Am I joking?
No, not at all.
And not only did he have his WGN rep, he had the guys from LS, he had the guys from Odyssey, because no idea was exclusive to anybody, including Joe. If one of the radio stations had a good idea, he wanted everybody to know what the good idea was. Yeah, not
to learn.
To learn.
To learn.
Not to stick it in anybody's face, Jeremy. Right? Yep. You've been to those lunches. Yep. You've been there.
Just to learn.
He wanted everybody to learn, hey, this is a great idea. How can we make it even greater? Right? Because it wasn't an attaboy, a gotcha, look what GN did, and look what LS is bringing me. It was a collaboration of ideas to celebrate the success of whatever idea there was and how to make it bigger. That right? Am I right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's what it was all about. All right, we're going to go into a break, but before we hit the break, Joe, explain what your dad did on a camping trip when you were how old? 12, 13? How old were you?
Okay, that's exactly how old I was.
Hold on, I gotta say, this is one of the greatest stories ever. So you got a high bar to clear here, Joe. So go ahead.
I know. Not to take up too much time, I'll go into it. But about 12 or 13. So it was real early in the morning. I had gone down to the pier, sitting there at the end of the pier, cross-legged fishing, and my dad comes down, puts his arm around me. How'd you sleep last night? Great, Dad. You know, he typically asks that question in the morning, like, very thoughtful man. And so we're sitting there real quiet. The sun's just coming up. Birds are chirping. And he's like, hey, you see that point on that bog right there? I'm like, yeah, Dad. He's like, all right, that beaver dam. And it's about like 45 feet away offshore. He's like, yeah. I'm thinking he's pointing out like one of the best fishing spots in the lake. And he goes, okay, come in about 25 feet. Right there, son. That's where you were conceived. A little yellow raft. But, I mean,
that was
he
a great story.
That was him. Like, he was complete transparency, honesty, and such a fantastic man. You know, this radio show meant so much to him, and it means so much to me and our family now that we have, like, an archive of his voice. You know, I've talked to people that have lost family members and they're like, yeah, all I have is this one voicemail. Mm. I feel so fortunate that I have an archive of his voice and his laugh, and it means so much to me, David.
Well, your father was one of a kind. I mean, if I did that to my daughter and said, hey, I got this place, my wife would would cut me off for 3 months. But he went home.
Joey came home and said, "Hey, Mom, do you know what Dad said?" And I said, "He's absolutely right. That's exactly where you were going to see him." We were on a 2-week vacation. It only happened once.
Shot in a goal. Got through the 5-hold. All right, Joe. Hey, hold on, buddy. 3-1, literally. 312-981. That's a hockey reference.
I was trying to figure it out. Is that a sex reference or a hockey reference?
Reference.
Today it's both.
Okay. I understand one of them.
Even a soccer reference. 312-981-7200. A little painful still. Listen, my Hawks have only won 6 games this year.
With you, man.
We're on an 8-game on winning streak here on whatever the hell we are, but
we're going. Guys,
right,
we're at 30 for sure.
we're going for the draft pick. Bedard is our guy. 312-981-7200. I got another story about Frank Sinatra. I want to bring up the Frank Sinatra story. Keep that in the back of your head. This is a great story as well. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to be enjoying Joe Hogle's stories for another 15 minutes at the end of the show. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you to Douglas Wilson, Anita Goldberg, Susan Vandervoot, Janet Gooderham.
How many did you pronounce right?
I don't know.
I just hope that Mr. Goldenhain isn't saying
that's not my name.
Gooderham. How would you pronounce it? Gooderhammer. Well, how else can you pronounce that?
Could you please call in Mr. Gooderham?
I just keep going. It's all in the presentation, Joe.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Let's say I want to end the show with something, so let's give our phone numbers out and contact information. Start with you, Rich. For listeners who want to get a hold of you to talk more about everything you talked about and more after the show, how do they reach you and your team?
They reach us for a new furnace at 1-800-421-3220 or WGNHeatingGuy.com.
David Haas, Miracle Method.
MiracleMethod.com/Chicago. And I want to use a second to say that when I was at Port Edwards, Jude and Jeremy, it was one of the most touching and inspirational memorials I've been to in my entire life.
I can't even tell you
how wonderful it was. Thank you.
Kari Kohler, top that.
And I would say ditto to that. Kari Kohler, 630-587-4700, thekohlergroup.com.
And of course, MegaPros, MegaPros.
MegaPros.com.
All right, so we're going to, part of the celebration, we only have 4 minutes left because I want to play Joe's favorite song at the end. And I have a special surprise for you.
Okay.
Joe's last show is going to be replayed. I just got the word from Mary on Christmas Eve. We are going to replay Joe's last show that I was in. I was in Detroit, so we're going to cut it up because it's only 3 hours. But that was a 3.5-hour show. So out of honor of you and respect for your family and the memory of Joe, Christmas Eve, your family could sit around and laugh at Joe and his goofy beard during that time. So I want to tell the Frank Sinatra story.
Okay.
We're at a Cal's Angels fundraiser.
Oh, I know the story.
Yearly fundraiser. We're sitting around the table, Janky, me, a couple others, Dave Hendrickson, my partner, Jude and Joe there. And this picture of Frank Sinatra came up. It was one of those painting things where the guy's painting and then he flips it over and there's Frank Sinatra. And Judy's like, "Wow, that's really cool. I really want that." And Joe's like, "Go bid on it." So she starts bidding on it. Joe made the mistake of getting up to go get a couple of drinks. Now you've got 9 idiots around a table. You got 8 idiots, including me and my wife, around the table. And Judy's kept holding up the paddle. She's like, what should I do? It's like 8, 10,000. We're like, "Go, Joe wants to go." Judy's like this. Joe comes, no clue how much money she overspent. Went to a good cause. She spent an enormous amount of money on this.
For a good cause. Right. For a good cause.
Yep. On this Frank Sinatra. Am I right? Am I right?
Yeah. Yes. Hanging in our office.
Frank Sinatra picture.
Charitable donation.
Yeah. Joe comes back, sits down. No freaking clue what's going on. And we just start busting up, and he got the biggest kick out of it.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He got the biggest kick out of it.
Yeah.
All right, so I wanted to surprise you with that. I just got the green light from Mary, and we're going to end with this. No, I want to end with, go ahead, with Jeremy's daughter. Said this at the memorial, and then we'll play the song and end the show. Go ahead, Benny.
Hi, my name is Ella.
Kelly. I have so many memories of Cappy. He was so amazing. I am very bummed that he passed away, but I had so much memories of Cappy. We loved him so much. We went on vacations with him. We did so much fun things together. I love him so much. I wish he didn't pass away, but it happens to everybody, and it's going to happen to you at one point.
There you go. That's Joe's passed on his thinking of life to his grandkids, and that sums up everything Joe Hogel.
Yep.
Thank Am I right?
Absolutely
you
are right. Thank
all
you.
All right, we're going to end with Joe's favorite song. Love you. Love you. Love you everybody
all.
Here.
Thank you so much.
Love your whole Joey out in Colorado. I know you don't like me calling you Joey, but you're
he
not.
He doesn't like Joe Jr.
No, Joey's okay. He's Joey's all right fine. With Joey.
All right, Joey. Are you happy, Joey? You all right? You there, Joe? Is Joe there? Hang on. Joe.
Yep, I'm here.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, bud.
I'm here.
We're going to end.
Yep,
so,
thank you.
Christmas Eve. Give you a little special Christmas present.
A beautiful gift.
For you and your family. Thank you to Mary for approving that. We're going to end with Joe's favorite song. Benny, thanks for listening. We'll be back next Saturday. Go Blackhawks. Ben, take us out.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Dykstra Home Services, Kari Kohler from the Kohler Group, and Miracle Method. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/HomeSweetHomeChicago.